Mercedes, you're one of our top three plays for the first 10 games of the year. In fact, it happened in that Washington game, the great catch on that sideline pass that you ran 63 yards for a touchdown.
What do you remember about this one?
Man, I just remember practicing all week for it. And then I just told Chad, like, don't worry about it. Just throw it up. I'm going to go get it. And I was just happy that Jed called it and then put me out there and gave me a chance to just be me. And Chad put the ball in the perfect spot. The safety took a bad angle. I caught it, and the rest is history.
You knew the guy behind you was not going to catch it.
Nah.
It was sure?
It was weird because when I initially caught the ball and turned, my ball security was going to be bad. I could have ran faster, but my ball security would have been bad. And all I could think about is I'm running all this way, and if they just poke it out and it goes out the end zone, then that's going to be terrible. So, you know, I took the chance to just running and making sure I secured the ball, but it worked out for me.
From a veteran thought process to a rookie who's really performed well, Bortles to Hearns versus Indy for 63 yards, certainly one of the highlights in that game.
Well, and he's on his way to owning the rookie receiving records, and Allen Hearns is one heck of a player. Going to get the start this week as part of Mercedes coming to the active roster. Allen Robinson goes to the injured reserve.
And that leaves the Jaguars with 53 on the active roster. And our Baptist health-changing movement, Telvin Smith secures the win with the interception against the Browns.
Well, and I've got to give a little credit here because the defensive lineman, Avery Jones, got the pressure there that led to the bad throw by Brian Hoyer. And obviously this is a big one because it resulted in securing your only win of the season against the Browns.
Yeah, and I think it was awesome for not just our defense because they played lights out that game, but for Telvin, who's a guy who's coming along well. He's a guy that wants to be great, and he asks a lot of questions, and I'm just happy for him that he's seen some success early.
Mercedes, you were back at practice today, but you've been at practice for 2.5 now, through almost 3 weeks. You know, is it your job as a veteran player to kind of point to, hey, we got to get some things done here at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think it's important that, you know, they understand that, you know, our time is now. You know, we don't really have time to sit back and wait, and why not just take it now? And, you know, our approach as far as getting ready for games is still, you know, getting better every day, but at the same time, enough has to be enough. We have to start finding ways to win games, and, you know, that's just what it is.
Well, they've missed you. Today I went back and watched the Indianapolis Colts game one, and if you remember, Clay Harbor wasn't available
right
in that game, and so you had Mickey Schuler, who was just brought to the active roster, and Marcel Jensen, and I know that as part of the week process of playing a division opponent the second time, you end up watching the previous game. Do me a favor. Don't watch the tight ends.
But in this game, you'll have a chance to play with Blake Bortles. First time you've done that since the preseason against Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, from what I saw right away, I was like, okay, this guy, he's a gamer, you know, and he has the type of attitude that, you know, it doesn't matter if we're doing bad, he's still going to go out there and play his game. You know, obviously, you know, he's turned the ball over a little bit here and there. He would come to the sideline and be like, Sadie's, I messed up right there, huh? You know, he's a guy that's receptive. He wants to be better. He's not doing this stuff on purpose, but he's aggressive. And then later on, that's going to pay off for us.
How important is his demeanor? Because I remember going all the way back to the preseason, and you were just raving about his personality and his demeanor.
He has the demeanor of a guy that has been in the game for a while. You know, he's not wide-eyed. He's not cocky for a guy that got drafted where he did. I think that's natural for him to come in here and think that, you know, he has it figured out. But, you know, since day one when I met him, it was kind of like, you know, show me the ropes. You know, I want to get better, and I want to grow with you, and I want to grow with the team. So, you know, a guy with that attitude, he's always going to, you know, be successful.
Mercedes, you came in from UCLA as a what people thought was a pass-catching tight end. Then you developed maybe the premier run-blocking tight end in the league. And now you're going to have a chance to run-block in front of Denard Robinson with five other guys who really seem to have figured it out in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. It was such a joy being on that sideline and for once knowing that, okay, these guys are really focusing on their craft and paying attention to detail in the run game, and we're starting to get some things going. You know, for me, I take so much pride in that that it, like, genuinely lit me up inside. And so I know if we got the run game going, and that's going to work wonders for the pass game. So I'm looking forward to going out there and potentially having our best game yet.
Gus Bradley has remained solid, consistent the entire season. And a lot of people wonder, is his message still true to the team?
I tell you, you know, when I first met Gus when he came a couple of years ago, I thought it was fake. And I thought the enthusiasm wouldn't last because, you know, that's what being around this game for a while, you know that's how it can go depending on whether you win or lose. But he's not that guy. And his mind frame is definitely not, you know, okay, when we're win, when we win, we're super high. And then when we lose, we're super low. He is always packing the energy. It is an environment that he's created that we've all gotten used to. And it's just a blessing to be a part of it.
I'm smiling.
Yeah, because he's not normal. You know, he always says, like, anything that we do will not be normal. And always expect that something good is going to happen. You know, and that's how he carries himself.